to clean up cases, agenda item 13.
On agenda item 13, the first one there is a recommended case closure. That's for the service station. It's just on the other side of the freeway over here on Los Osos Valley Road. And it, as we described here, it does not meet water quality objectives outright. However, in our opinion, it qualifies as a case suitable for closure as a low-risk site, and we cited the reasons here. The pollutants above cleanup goals are limited in extent and decreasing concentration. The remaining hydrocarbon constituents are unlikely to reach surface waters or drinking water supply wells, and the closure seems to us to be consistent with State Board Resolution 9249. So unless the board objects, and also pending proper monitoring well abandonment, we will proceed with closure of the case.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Dr. Hunter.
So if we close this case, what is the monitoring program requirements, or are there any?
We wouldn't have any further monitoring.
So we see a declining trend in the presence of the contaminants, but we can safely make the assumption that that's just going to continue?
Correct.
And is there any cleanup going on? I mean, what is that trend associated with?
Let's see. I have to remind myself. Maybe Chris can help me, or Corey, if he's here, with the history here. This is Corey Walsh, who's our staff person on the site.
What was the question?
About what active remediation we had at the site.
Previously there was some remediation, included some sparging of ozone and a number of other activities over the years. It's a case that's been around for a number of years.
So I guess I was just curious. If we see that the groundwater contamination seems to be, what is it saying, contracting or declining in size and concentration, what do you think is the reason for that? Is it the remediation that's been done, or are there other factors involved? And we're making an assumption, even though there's still presence of contaminants, that this is going to continue, that this trend will continue, and I just wanted to be clear on how we know that.
Oh, that's right. It's a natural attenuation. We anticipate natural attenuation is going to occur. So we've done active remediation. It's knocked down the concentrations, reduced concentrations, and then part of the breakdown of petroleum is a natural biodegradation that occurs just in the environment without any assistance, as long as the conditions are are there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we've demonstrated here, is that natural attenuation will continue to occur beyond the shutdown. We've had the system shut down for some 6 months or something, or a year, and it continues to show that decreasing trend. So as part of what we expect to see on any of these cleanups is a natural attenuation occurring even after active remediation has ceased.
So this is typical of other sites?
Right.
Okay. So is there any way we can require an annual monitoring report or something that shows us reaching the actual standard that we're seeking? We're still above the line, you're saying.
Well, that would mean leaving the case open, since the
is
only
that
thing
it?
That's happening at the site right now is monitoring, correct, Corey?
Correct.
So that would mean leaving the case
and
open.
How often are those monitoring reports submitted?
They've been submitted quarterly for this site, and then varies. Some wells we've backed off to semi-annual. So it's typical of all these cleanup sites that we don't necessarily feel like we need to monitor and continue monitoring all the way down to meeting the water quality goals. And so as we see trends, as we knock down and remove the mass and the source of the contamination, then once we've done that, it's more cost effective than to just monitor it. And then once we see that trend is continuing beyond the act of remediation, then it's reasonable to anticipate that it is going to reach water quality goals at some time in the future.
So just one last question then.
Sure.
You said this is historically this has been declining and that it's been open for this case has been open for a while. Do you know how long we've been monitoring?
Yeah, I could tell you. Looks like the case was opened in 1986. Okay. And so soon after that, investigations started occurring and various phases of cleanup occurred. So this is one of the sites where we've got a long monitoring history and remediation history that reaches back to the early 90s, 1987.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Walsh, the two remaining constituents are MTBE, which actually meets the water quality objective, right?
Right.
And so then the only remaining constituent that does not is TBA, and that's actually a breakdown product, isn't it? Most likely.
Typically, yeah, is generally a breakdown product from the MTBE, and so it naturally shows up as the MTBE breaks down, and so those levels come up, and then as the source, the MTBE breaks down, the TBA follows soon behind. So we anticipate that that's the path that'll continue to happen.
So that's consistent with the idea that it's continuing to attenuate, and we typically do see that breakdown product in that course of events.
Any other board questions or comments? Okay.
Thanks. The next item is informational in that it's describing to you the corrective action plan approval for the Furtado property up in Watsonville. And again, if you have any questions, we'll answer those.
Any board comments or questions?